welcome to another episode of The Train Wreck, also known as episode 21 of the Power Moose Podcast. It's just me. Good chance it's going to be just me for a while, unless I can grab some guests, because Duncan and our schedules are a little overlapping, and we won't be able to record together for a little while. But that doesn't change the fact that there is a podcast that needs to be done, so again, welcome to it. Have I done anything of note this week? Nope. Not a single thing. I mentioned last week that I wanted to play the Futurama mobile game, so I've been dicking around with that for a while. It's a mobile game. Oh, by the way, you're gonna hear my damn cat again, because I'm in my apartment. Yeah, that Futurama game, Worlds of Tomorrow, I think it's called. It's your city building mobile game of, like, hey, build this building, it's gonna take you 200 hours, check back in next week. It's funny, I guess, because it has the original writers and everything involved, and it's got the voice actors involved, and it's new Futurama content if you really like Futurama, but it's the bad kind of mobile game. It's the one that discourages you from playing. It's one you're just supposed to sit down and, you know, click a few buttons and then come back in a few hours. It's not my thing. I'm probably going to keep playing it just for a little bit longer to see if anything changes, but I've got a good feeling that will not be the case. But hey, if you're into those city building games like the Simpsons one, I don't remember what it's called. It's a lot like the Simpsons game, which would make sense it being, you know, Matt Groening and all. Outside of that, what did I do? I went to see Baby Driver. That movie is pretty damn good. It's not the greatest movie of all times, but it's pretty enjoyable. It's basically an entire movie. Well, not the entire movie, but a large portion of the movie is, like, action, and even not action, just, like, mundane shit, timed with the soundtrack of the movie. So if you really liked that trailers have been doing that lately, then this movie is for you. And, I mean, also, it's Edgar Wright, and he hasn't let anyone down in a while, so, and once again, he didn't let anyone down with this one either. Been just playing more Kingdom Hearts 2. Yeah, that's a video game. Not really much else to say about that. And I wish I had done more shit this week, because with no Duncan here, oh boy, this podcast is going to fly by. But I guess we'll just move right on to the news, I guess, at a shocking 3 minutes in. Oh, jeez. So a few weeks ago, I think it was our E3 podcast, I talked about being impressed with Battlefront 2 and maybe wanting to get it because the multiplayer looked fun. And the story's canon, which is, you know, how you sweeten the pot for me. But I also mentioned that there was a card system that they didn't explain. And I was a little worried about what that might mean. Well, it came out over this week of exactly what the card system is. And oh boy, if they don't change that, I'm not picking that game up anymore. In fact, nobody should. Well, I can't say that. Just don't play the multiplayer. Maybe the campaign's if the campaign's really good, maybe I'll still get it. I don't know. But at the same time, I don't want to support what they're doing. So basically, the game has loot crates. Pretty common these days. Whatever. Not a big deal. But the loot crates will contain buffs, which is not good. Basically means the game is... Shut up, computer. So basically now the game is pay to win, because you can just keep buying more crates and get more buffs. If you... So I have here, if you ignore the microtransactions, you're rewarded with buffs the better you play. So yeah, the better you're doing, the more buffs you get, which is kind of backwards, because that means the better you are, the better things you get, which means you'll get even better, when if you're doing poorly and could use the buffs to kind of balance the playing field out a little bit, you just get punished. Which means after less than a month, this game is going to be unplayable for anybody new, because everyone who has been playing will all have the buffs, and you'll go into an online match and you'll just get destroyed because you don't have anything. And then you'll keep not getting anything because you'll only be going against people with these buffs. And it's just dumb, because I mean, I could give it a pass if you couldn't buy the buffs. I would still think it's dumb, but at least then it's not by definition pay to win. It's play to win, which is, you know, fine. But because you can buy these crates and then get these buffs, yeah, the game is now pay to win for the Battlefront 2 multiplayer. And I mean, that's just garbage. But, so, fingers crossed about the campaign. I know, I think Visceral. Criterion? I don't fucking know. I should have wrote it down. I mentioned it before. Go back and find when I said it, of what studio's doing the single-player campaign for Battlefront. It's a good studio, so there's hope. But it's clear that despite them wanting to fix all their problems with Battlefront 2, at the end of the day, it's still an EA game, so they're still going to do this kind of thing. So, good job, EA. Unless that campaign really shapes up, you have lost a sale, sir. And then, got Futurama news, which if I was good at my job, I would have tied this into when I talked about playing the game. But, so, in a very vague Reddit AMA, David X. Cohen, who is, actually don't know what his role is on Futurama, but you see his name in every episode in the credits. I don't remember if he's a producer or a writer or a co-creator or what, but anyway, he's one of the Futurama guys, and he was doing a Reddit AMA, and I wrote his exact quote here, because obviously everyone was just asking him, hey, are we getting more Futurama? And he said, there are no new TV episodes or movies in the pipeline at the moment. However, here and now I promise a different avenue of exciting Futurama news this summer. No kidding. Which is a weird thing to say, but I think it just means I'm telling the truth. Keep your expectations modest, and you'll be pleased, possibly. I'm not allowed to say more, or I will be lightly phasered. So, if I had to take a stab, I know what I would want it to be, and I would consider that keeping my expectations low-ish, is I would like a game. Because I missed the Futurama game back on the PS2 and Xbox, and might have been on GameCube, I have no idea. I missed that game, and I think those kinds of games are like kind of fun. Like, they're not top of the line by any means, but I really like the Family Guy games, the Simpsons Hit and Run. So I'd really like to see something like that. But if I was a betting man, my guess is with the assumed success of the Rick and Morty comic book, is we're probably gonna get a comic book, which, you know, that's cool. I might read it. We'll see if that is it. I find it unlikely that it would be another phone app where Worlds of Tomorrow just came out. Tell me what you guys think it is. I think the best bet it is probably a comic book. If I would to, because really, if it's not a movie, it's not a TV show. I guess they could be playing coy, and it could be like online webisodes, but I doubt that's what they're doing, and where they're saying a different avenue, and to my knowledge, there's never been a Futurama comic book. That's probably what they're gonna do. But if you are upset that you can't watch Futurama and are looking for something else to watch, well, whole bunch of anime news, which, hey, I can't talk a ton about because resident expert Duncan is not here. But basically, Fooly Cooly Season 2 and 3 were announced. I'll be honest, I should have looked into that more because it kind of confuses me. Unless the announcement was just, hey, we have two more seasons planned, it's weird to announce two seasons at a time. And also, Fooly Cooly is, like, years old. I'm sure people care still. But I can't really comment on much more than that, because I have never seen it. Like most anime. I mean, the anime news that I care about is that Trigger announced a few new shows, which, if I'm gonna watch an anime, like, I've watched most of what Trigger has done, and it helps that they've only been around for a few years, so that is very doable. So they announced an original sci-fi show called Darling in the Frank XX. Strange name, but I'm sure it'll be good. Or I hope it is anyway. If I were to take a stab at it, it would be similar to that one Trigger show I've never watched. And I think it's probably their least popular show. Wouldn't it be helpful if I knew the names of things? Oh, look, I have a fancy computer directly in front of me. It's almost like I can look it up. Let's find out what that show was. Trigger Studio. I guess it's Studio Trigger. My bad. Oops. Kiznaiver was the show I was thinking of. If I were to take a stab at it, it's going to be something like that, which, I mean, I'm sure people watched it, but when you compare it to everything else they've done, like Little Witch Academia or Kill la Kill, like, it, that show did not have the same level pop. Then they announced Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad Gridman, which is one hell of a title. I know Gridman is a thing. I think it's Ultraman related. Lightning Superman. Let's see. Let's just read about it. Japanese tokusatsu giant hero series created by the producers of Ultraman. Okay, so it's, this would be last non ultra hero. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. I guess it's in the same style of Ultraman, but it's not really related. Then we've got their, what they want to be like their next staple series. So their next Kill la Kill, like their next big thing, is something called Promare. There was some artwork released, had someone with some kind of giant firework missile hammer. It's a cool poster. Looks like a neat art style. It looks like a departure from everything else they've done, which I'm all down for new art styles. They announced more Inferno Cop, I think. I know they released a little short at Anime Expo of Inferno Cop meeting Donald Trump, and that was a real treat, so I'm under the impression that there's supposed to be more, but I actually didn't double check that news. So, a second season has been announced. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm not wrong. Inferno Cop is a, it falls apart near the end, I think, and I'm a little worried because I for the most part, I liked Inferno Cop a lot. It's a real goofy watch. You can watch it in one sitting. You can watch a whole series in one sitting. It's not very long. It's like 40 minutes for the entire series, I think. But when they tried to sort of recreate the success and humor style of Inferno Cop, they put out Ninja Slayer, which I thought was not very good. Now, granted, I did not give it its, like, a fair shake. I only watched an episode. But it did not grab me the same way Inferno Cop did, because it seemed like... Inferno Cop seemed like a joke. They were like, oh, well, we need to put out something. Here's a dumb, goofy idea, so let's just do it. And then Ninja Slayer was them trying to recreate that dumb, goofy idea instead of just having their own unique, dumb, goofy idea. And I'm worried that Inferno Cop Season 2, instead of being, here's more wacky adventures of Inferno Cop, it's, let's try to make Inferno Cop again, which they failed. And I understand that me rambling about this is totally confusing, but I think some of you have probably followed. Either way, go watch Inferno Cop. It's a good time. Especially, even if you just watch that Anime Expo video when he meets Donald Trump, because that has some pretty cool cameos. And then we have the Castlevania, in quotes, anime. I don't really know if it's considered an anime. I think everyone's been calling it an anime. But it was made in the West. But it's sort of the... I mean, it's anime style. You look at it and you're like, oh, is that an anime? Yeah, animation is heavily influenced by that of anime. So, not technically anime, but it's anime. So, I mean, that's all out now. It's way shorter than I thought. I heard the announcement of the Castlevania series, you know, whenever it was announced a couple months ago. I did not know it would only be 4 episodes. Now, good news is it was renewed. So many people watched it the first day that it was on the same day renewed for season 2, which is great, because, minor spoilers, it ends in a massive cliffhanger that you're like, well, I hope there's more. And if Konami is smart, which I don't know how much they actually have to do with this, in fact, other than saying, okay, take Castlevania, I actually don't know if they have anything to do with this. Because the original pitch for the show was, I mean, they were working on this for years. I didn't know about this for years. I just recently was looking into it, and the guy who made this, Warren Ellis, who is, he's one of those guys who, he's just done a lot. You've probably heard his name before. I mean, he's wrote or created a ton of comics. He did all of those. I mean, this isn't his biggest claim to fame by no means, but he did all of those Marvel animes back like 10 years ago, like Wolverine, Blade. Can't remember what other characters got one. He did those. But his biggest claim to fame is probably Dead Space. And he's currently doing a comic that I stopped reading only because it's a little too thick and I want to just wait until it's finished and then pick it all up, called Wildstorm, but it was pretty good. And so he wrote the Castlevania series, which I, you know, like I said, I watched it all. It was pretty good. Boy, did they not fuck around with them wanting it to be a more mature show. There's a few scenes that I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, I had, like, children ripped in half, and I was like, oh, man, they're not fucking around here. But yeah, so it's, you know, 22-ish minute episodes, 4 episodes, plow through the whole show, or the whole season, I guess, in one sitting. It's, I guess this was originally supposed to be a movie, which its length makes sense now, because it's about movie length. Now, I actually think this would have made a poor movie. I think the episode format weirdly helps it, but backpedaling off of that is, what a surprise, is Ubisoft went and talked to the producer, or one of the producers anyway, Actually, the executive producer, to be exact, and was like, hey, oh, I guess he, yeah, no, that's all he did, executive producer, and was like, hey, can you make us an Assassin's Creed anime? Which, you know what, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I think I'm done with Assassin's Creed. I mean, that new Origins one looks like they're changing things up, and I haven't played Assassin's Creed since Black Flag, so, like, you know, maybe? But I just don't care. I don't think I've ever cared about Assassin's Creed. Because with every character being a new protagonist, and each is unlikable as the last. I mean, the reason why I kept going was in the first ones they had the Desmond Miles story and connected it to the real world, and I thought that stuff was kind of neat. And I hope I'm not alone in that. I don't think I'm alone in that. But they kind of got rid of that in the last few games. So, yeah, but it's, I mean, there's countless Assassin's Creed games. They just released I should have checked the name of it, but they released their Assassin's Creed version of Fallout Vault Shelter or whatever that game was. It's the same idea. I have not tried that game because that is not my thing, because I didn't play the Fallout one either. But it keeps getting, Assassin's Creed keeps getting comic books and novels, and I mean, it had the live action movie, it's had the animated movie, I guess Ubisoft sees that it's still making money, so they're gonna keep making them. But does anyone really care about Assassin's Creed anymore? You can't, I mean, Ezio had three games, and that was probably, you know, the top tier of Assassin's Creed. Now, my personal favorite is the unliked Assassin's Creed. Nah, I was going to say 3, but it's a real toss-up between 3 and 4, but I really like the setting of 3, but 4 is also very pretty. So really, I don't know. They're all good. They're all good except for one. Any Assassin's Creed is the right answer between 2 and 4. Outside of that, you're wrong. But, like, I don't care about getting merch because with each game, the merch changes. So it becomes valueless, kind of. I mean, not really. But yeah, I don't know. They need to do something with that series. If I were in charge, it would be just put it to bed. Who cares if it's selling? You know what else would sell? If you made a new IP. Or, you know, go back to Prince of Persia. You didn't hear that from me. Shit. But, you know what? If they get some good people involved, I'm sure I'll watch the Assassin's Creed TV thing. It certainly can't be worse than the live-action movie, and I went to theaters and paid real money to see that piece of garbage. Oh, I should add that while a very low bar, I think the Castlevania series might be the best video game adaptation of something. Like, I was pretty happy with it. Like, is it amazing? No, but it's good. And also, I don't remember if I actually finished the sentence, but if Konami was smart, they would, with the popularity of this, make a fucking Castlevania game. If they were smart, they'd already been working on one, so it releases while people still give a shit about this, or maybe release it alongside season 2. Because I've never personally cared about Castlevania. I think some of the games are really neat, but I never cared to buy them or play them myself because the heyday was kind of before my time. I only had really... No, that's not true. Because Symphony of the Night came out totally when I was playing games. But I was just a dumb kid, so I didn't know any better. But, yeah, they should do something. Hell, even just remake Castlevania 3, because basically the animated series is basically just Castlevania 3. So, yeah. If they were smart, they would have already been working on a game. But I don't really have any hope that they are they're doing that at all. Right. So, nah, I'll save that for when I have someone to talk to about it. It would seem a little... I can't shit on my own opinions, so... I'll save that topic for later. When I finally have a guest who gives a shit. So similar to the move in that Xbox did with their Game Pass. I don't know what the fuck it's called. I don't pay enough attention. But that thing where you can play Xbox One games on PC. Or Xbox 360 games on PC. And then they... a few months ago, or fairly recently anyway, made you be able to play Xbox One games, which, you know, oh shit. That's pretty cool for people who have computers good enough to, and internet strong enough to stream games, or I think you stream them. Maybe you download them. I know PlayStation, you stream them, which is not great, but I think as long as you have a reasonable internet connection, it's not that bad, because my internet is not great by any means. I have of the options I have in the city, I don't even have the strongest one in this city. And this city, and hell, even this country, doesn't have, you know, fantastic internet speeds. And I've used PlayStation Now, and it works pretty well streaming a game. Like, I didn't... I'm sure if I was playing a fighting game, I might complain, because I'm sure it is off a few frames. But I just played, like, some generic action or platformer games, and it seemed fine. But anyway, reason why I'm bringing this up is because even I was pretty impressed with the fact they started adding Xbox One games to that service, whatever it was called. Well, lo and behold, PlayStation Now, which has been around for a couple of years now, is now adding PS4 games. They're adding 20. Now, I'll be honest, these are not great games. Now, the PS3 games they have added and the PS2 games they have added, and I don't know if they have PS1 games. I imagine they do. They have a strong lineup. I mean, they have the what of every other game console. But their PS4 lineup is a little weak, and I think it's because if it was fantastic, well then, why buy games anymore? Just wait a year or two, and they'll come out on Now for relatively cheap. So... they added Killzone Shadow... I didn't write down all 20 like I did with the NES Classic. I just wrote down some of a note. Some of the games on here I had never even heard of. So they added Killzone Shadowfall, which is a pretty good game. God of War 3, which is a good game. Saints Row 4, Re-Elected, which is a pretty alright game. Resogun, fantastic game. Helldivers, great game. Acubus Beat, which is a pretty new game, honestly. It's only like a year old. And Nidhogg. And even that list of like me... picking the creme de la creme from this list is not like the strongest list in the world, so that tells you the quality of most of these titles. But I guess because I don't have a PlayStation Now account, I had to look this up. It usually goes for about $20 a month, which, I mean, that's not cheap by no means, but if you had no intentions of buying new games and you didn't really care about playing the new hotness, $20 a month for unlimited PS3 games? I mean, it's not unlimited. It's $450 or something. That's a fucking good deal. That's a great deal. So usually it's $20 a month, $45 for 3 months. But currently, because they just added all these PS4 games, they're having a sale that if you can buy a whole year for $100, which is actually pretty good, honestly. If I didn't have more than enough games to play currently, I might actually do that. Hell, I still might. I'm sure there's tons of PS3 games I could go back and give a whirl, because I missed a ton. Everyone missed a ton. If they say they didn't, they're lying to you. Now, the big hotness of the week. Everyone's talking about. Well, I guess there's two. And they were kind of brought up on the same day. So first, actually, because I don't have as much to say on this, I'll go into... there was a Splatoon 2 Direct this week, and I will take this time to formally apologize to any and all Nintendo staff and anyone who worked on that game who was listening. Now, I know the answer to that is there's nobody listening who works at Nintendo, and if there is, tell me, because... I'd like if I could be wrong about something, I'd like to be wrong about someone like that listening. But I said shortly after Splatoon 2 was first revealed that it was basically just Splatoon 1, but here's a new weapon, and basically just accusing it of it being a port. Now, they have shown so much stuff and added new characters, and like the graphics are like a pretty significant jump. Like, it's not night and day, but they are without a doubt side by side much better. So I will have to say Splatoon 2 looks it looks good. What can I say? Now, am I saying that because I've been thinking about buying a Switch? Yeah, that's probably why I am saying it. But yeah, For once, I won't be a sour boy, and I will actually give credit where credit's due. Splatoon 2 looks like a dandy game. But, also, Marine and Pearl. Perfect. Pearl basically being a little gremlin, and Marina being the greatest character in video game history. But the other characters that were shown off this week, or other character anyway, was... It finally happened. We knew it was coming. There's been hints for months. And then the hints stopped, and they thought maybe he wouldn't come out until November, but he's out now, at least on the PTR. And at this point, y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Doomfist. He's finally out, and oh boy, I don't know if I've been excited about any of the new characters in Overwatch. Like, Anna's cool. And I play her from time to time. And Orisa's growing on me, especially recently. But am I missing someone? Has someone else been added since then? I don't want to be wrong. No, there's got to be. All right. Hold up. I got to see if I'm wrong. And I'm sure if there was a third character, y'all are screaming at me. And who they knew it. Who the third missing character is, but fucking Sombra. Jesus Christ. I do like Sombra. But Doomfist, oh my god. He is... When I heard about his abilities, I was like, meh, you know. Sounds pretty cool. But then when I saw them in action, I was like, I need to play this man. Now, just to go through his abilities, if for some strange reason no one has heard of them, and the only reason I'm going to talk about this is because I think they're really cool, is his primary fire is he has like these knuckle shotguns on his ungauntleted hand, and that's basically his main fire. He has no reload. He just gets bullets over time, and I think it might be nerfed because it seems like they're said to be like a short range attack because and not do like a ton of damage, because like that's not what he's meant for. He's a very ability focused hero, but it seems to have a pretty decent range and do a pretty decent amount of damage. but he's got a rising uppercut, which is what it sounds like, and then you can kind of pair that up with a seismic slam where it just smashes to the ground and it pulls people towards him for more, you know, punching and shooting close range. His alt fire is a rocket punch, and Jesus Christ, if you fully charge that, you're just flying through the damn map. It is, I mean, he is very similar to Tracer in that regard, except, well, think Tracer's dashes, but cooler in every way, and also they hurt people. And isn't it just cool to just punch people in the head? And then his alt, I kind of wanted something a little better. His alt is Meteor Strike. He jumps up into the air and just comes down and crashes on the ground. And it knocks people down and it hurts them. So it's basically just Reinhardt's alt, but with an added ability to teleport, which makes it pretty good. But if I'm going to criticize Nintendo for using the same abilities, I'm going to have to wiggle my finger at Blizzard. I think they could have done something else with Meteor Strike. The teleport thing is cool, but Overwatch, I don't know. It gets like, I don't know, a quarter of a pass because it has way more heroes than arms, so I won't be too hard on it compared to Nintendo in reusing abilities. And, oh, Jesus Christ, I am both out of news, and it's only been, like, 35 minutes or something. Whoo, boy, I did not think this through. However, luckily this week, I have questions that I have not looked at, so it's entirely possible that I don't have questions, because I have not vetted these, and if I look at them and I don't want to talk about them, well, then I'm not going to talk about them. Even though I have said many times that I will answer anything, that's not true. So let's take a look at these questions. Okay, oh, Jesus Christ, there's... All right. I'm going to tell you right now. Just scanning through these questions, I'm not answering one of them. At least one of them. But shockingly, they are... Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. I definitely should vet these questions from now on. Alright, so we'll go through these one at a time, because I just keep jumping to the questions that I am not going to read. So, do you find social status to be important in the workplace? Do you find it is justified to be fired over? Maybe not in the sense that everyone can't work with you, but in the sense that you aren't popular. I don't think any workplace in the history of mankind has ever fired you because you're not hip, that you're not popular. So do I think it's important? No, I don't think your social status means anything at work. Get your fucking job done, and that's it. I am relatively unknown at work. There's people I work with for years who probably don't know my name. I stay relatively quiet and in my own, you know, few people I talk to, like Duncan and, you know, the other people I've streamed with have all been coworkers. And I've got a few other people who I don't stream with that I talk to fairly regularly at work, but I am by no means popular or well-known or like a social butterfly at work. And I'm in no danger of being fired because, no, your social status means literally nothing at work. As long as you're doing your job, you'll never be fired over not being popular. So do I think it's justified to be fired over? No. If your boss goes, look, you're a great worker, but you just don't have any friends. So instead of, you know, helping that, they just fire you. That's dumb and never going to happen. If that has ever happened, like, please, by all means, present evidence of someone being fired for not being popular enough. But that has never happened. Oh, okay. Now, this question. This one's in my wheelhouse. I shouldn't have said that. Now, they claimed they heard this being asked to another podcast or another streamer. But I don't believe that. I think they were probably just thinking about it. What's the reason that incest is bad if it's between two consenting adults? I have a pretty unpopular opinion here, which is I think it's fine. I have no issue with it. Anything two consenting adults do, I couldn't care less what atrocities you're committing. Once that bedroom door is closed, it's not my business. It's not anyone's business. So who the fuck cares what happens? I mean, obviously, I do draw some hard lines on a few things, and I don't think anyone is that dumb to know where those lines might fall. But no, like, I get there might be little beef if they're having kids, and now I'm no geneticist or anyone who knows anything about passing genes through genetics, but we've all heard the, like, you know, if siblings or relatives of, like, close bloodline procreate, that it really fucks the kids up. So if there is any truth to that, which I imagine there is some truth to it, I don't know if it's as bad as people think. I think some people think, like, oh, if a brother and sister have kids, that thing's coming out with 800 teeth and a cyclops. I don't think it's that bad. But yeah, I got no beef with it. If you love a family member, go to town. Like, I don't, why would I care? And if you really want kids, adopt. Now, am I gonna go as far as saying, like, there should be an incest pride flag? No, I don't think that. But I definitely don't really see why it's a crime. Because, yeah, government's just there to your bedroom. And the last question is, if an alien race came to Earth and they could communicate with us and use logic thinking, and it was revealed that they could destroy humanity, they asked you to give an argument as to why they shouldn't, what would it be? I can't. Well, actually, no. Let's be adults about this. I would ask them to present their argument as to why. And I would directly, you know, and I would base what I say off of that, which I know is a real cop-out answer, but frankly, that just is the truth. I don't think everyone, like, I don't know if we're worth saving, to be perfectly honest with you. We do a lot of bad shit on a personal level and a government level, on a society level, on a, you know, environmental level. Like, we are not good. We're not a great race, the human race. So I don't know if I'd tell them anything. I think if they presented any reasonable, like, if they said, well, we just want to kill you, you know, don't really have a reason, then I might be like, well, go kill those guys on that planet, but they're over there, but that'd be really hard to do, because we don't know of life on any other planet. But if they were like, well, we like Earth, it's a pretty hip-hop and vacation spot, and you guys are just fucking ruining it, I'd be like, yeah, fair point. Should probably just kill everybody. I don't think I'm the right person to ask that, because sure, there is good in humanity, but the good isn't in power and shows no sign of ever being in power. So, we can only really do what our leaders do, so, or what our leaders choose to do with our, you know, with our tax money and all that. So, yeah, fucking kill us all. That's what I say. Now, I was hoping that these would be, like, way more, I don't know. Hey, I mean, I got questions. I can't complain. But I was also hoping I'd have more to say, because I'm at, like, half of what I usually like to record for. But, hey, maybe if it's half the length, maybe people will fucking listen to it. And, you know, a good guy knows when to call it quits, and I would much rather dip out, you know, 40 minutes too soon than stick around for another 40 minutes of just going, because I just don't have anything to talk about. Today was a pretty standard slash subpar week. Like, there's nothing to talk about. There wasn't nearly as much news as I thought there was. Half of my, like, little note just looked like there was a ton of news because it was just writing down all of Doomfist's abilities, which I didn't need to do. We record using a fucking computer. I could have Googled it. But I guess I'll just talk about the channel for a minute, because we did last week, and then I put out some tweets about it, and it's still kind of up in the air what's going to happen. I don't want there to be, like, a crazy long hiatus, but it sounds like, scheduling-wise, a podcast might be the only thing we have time for a couple weeks, which is kind of a bummer, but I'm going to try. That's a big word there, because, unfortunately, with the way my life is, and with a roommate, and no dedicated recording room, and blah, 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 I can't just record games whenever I feel like it. I can really only record when they're not home, which I don't have control over. I'm not going to kick them out of their own apartment. So I'm going to try and squeeze in some video game content. I don't think I can on my own do enough to bring us up to a video a day. I don't think that's currently in the cards. Especially where the entirety of next week, like, I leave Friday, this coming Friday, because this will go up on Monday, and I won't be back until the following Sunday, so, and I'm not gonna, it's pretty unlikely that I'm gonna be recording while I'm on vacation. Now, I would hope to be able to squeeze in a podcast for each of those weeks, but in all honesty, I can't guarantee that either, but we'll see. I've got someone who has mentioned wanting to be on, and hopefully we have a lot to talk about. But yeah, so basically all I can say is keep posted. I'll try and, if you follow my Twitter or Duncan's Twitter, because anything of note that gets put out will be put out on both of our Twitters. I'm, check the description, because it's in the description, but I'm Metal Gear Whale and Duncan is Append Gray. So we'll see what we can do. I've got a game or two that I'd like to, all right, I mean, I'll just spill the beans. I've been itching to play Uncharted again, and I could use this lack of content period of while Duncan is away as an excuse to play them. And I would like a, I don't know, I by no means need a refresher. I know the Uncharted games pretty well. But with Lost Legacy coming out in August, you know, it's a couple things stacked on top of each other that I could kind of use as an excuse to play Uncharted. Now, I know, jokingly, a few people have been like, oh, play this game, we'll play that game. And I'm not against playing anything, really. It's just, I can't really afford to buy a game where I'm going on vacation, because that's kind of where all my money is going. So it has to be a game I already own. And, shocker, I've played and beat most games I already own. But maybe I'm sure there's some PlayStation Plus games or something somewhere that I've never played. So maybe I'll look through those, see if there's anything worth checking out. So maybe I'll do like a little quick look series of me going through the games I've never played before. That actually might be fun. Like a one-offs slash maybe full LP if I really like the game. That could be really fun. Maybe do a bunch of quick looks and then see what people would want to see more of, and then even if I didn't, if I don't like the game, I'm not going back to it. But yeah, play a bunch and then see if there's something I want to go through the full game, because I get that people probably don't want to see me play Uncharted, but it's also my channel, so I don't give a fuck what you say. But a little short this week. I'm sorry. I mean, there's half of the crew here, so it's about half the length, and that's really, really all I can do. Like I said, follow us on Twitter. That's where everything's gonna be. You can look us up on Twitch, which I don't know how much we're gonna be streaming in the future. We're, I think, going to try and do the professional thing and actually get a real capture card, because some of the, especially the last session of Snake Pass, which was like the last four episodes or something, last three or four episodes of Snake Pass, like some of them hit really low, and also because we, I mean, it's not a secret, we record on Twitch, we were actually, the reason why we don't have any Bloodborne content is because we just could not get Twitch to work. We tried multiple times on multiple days, just could not get it to work, and that's why currently Bloodborne is on hiatus and is now going to be on an even longer hiatus, because I don't know when Duncan's free to record next. So yeah, looking into getting a capture card, hopefully sooner rather than later. I doubt I get one this week. It probably won't be, I guess ideally, capture card for when Duncan and I come back for full force. But yeah, if you have questions, it doesn't matter what it's about, it doesn't have to be games. Now, I know games more than I know anything else, really, so it'd be nice if they're about games, but they don't have to be. But if you want to have your question right on the air and me forget to say your name, and I've closed the email now, so I'm not going to go back, it's powermoosepodcast@gmail.com. Very simple to remember. You go, oh man, I'd really like to send them an email, but what's their email? It's powermoosepodcast@gmail.com. You can, as long as you can remember Gmail, just look at the video and there's the title right there, Power Moose Podcast. Or it's, there's always just a link in the description too, because people are lazy, myself included. So I figured just throw the link. But, yeah, I guess that's it, everybody. My anime recommendation of the week is, it's going to be go watch Castlevania. It's pretty all right. Goodbye, and I hope to deliver more quality content next week.